Good morning. Good morning, and you are on Blog Talk Radio with Call to Conquer Masterminders. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We already presently have some callers in queue. We're about to get started, but before we do that, let me tell you the name of our show. The name of our show is Masterminding Your Desires with Call to Conquer. We are now rehearsing, so please bear with us as we go through our technical difficulties on air with you today. And by the time we get started, we'll be ready to go. Let's enter our first caller. Okay. Let's go to our second call. We'll have them call back in. Hi, call you on the air.
Hi, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you today?
I am great.
Thank you so much for joining us. Natasha is also one of our members of Call to Conquer, and she'll be handling all of our calls this morning. I am so glad to have her with us. Natasha, let's talk about what we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be talking about desire, which is the first chapter of Think and Grow Rich. First, let's get to the first chapter in. Is that better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Sorry about that. Still learning to use the system. Apologize.
Which chapter you say?
Before we get started into the actual chapter desire, we're going to talk about what is desire, the root word, and the definition that's in the dictionary. To express a wish to obtain, act, request, desire, to wish, or lay. Long for, crave, or want. Let's do that again so that everybody's clear. The word desire means to express a wish to obtain, act, or request, to lay for, crave, or want. That's what desire is. And what we want to talk about today is the first chapter in Think and Grow Rich. We want to go back to the beginning. And he asked about your desire. And all of us have a desire, but are we really tapping into what we really want to do? And if you think about it, a lot of us are on jobs, are in situations that may not be our desire, but we're working towards getting into our desire. We're working toward it. So what I'd like to do now is invite someone else to join us to help us with this chapter. I see that there's another caller in queue. Natasha, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Very good. Let's get another caller. Put you on hold. That's Ann's number, but I don't know how to. Yeah, I need to go on hold myself.
Hello? You can hear me? Go ahead, Nefreda. You got to get back on the host. Got to get back on. Can you hear me, Nefreda?
Yes, I can hear you, caller.
Okay, see, but Anna's not there.
No. Yeah, she's here, but I
but,
just can't. Now, I wonder if...
Oh, line. Wait a minute. It said line. Go back. Okay.
Do me a favor. I think it'll only be one caller on the time. And right now, you got me, Annie Melda, and all of them. Just, yeah, take Melda off. Take Melda off. Undo Ann. You know what I need, though? Tosh, did you bring a Pink Groovers book? It's home. She's not working out.
We can't get in until she presses 1 to give us a question.
Let me see this. See, who this is?
That's
this you?
I'm going to get off and not press 1.
Yeah. Okay, let's
do
that.
I need to
be talking to you. My show going on. Samantha Boo Boo, come and sweetie. Come and sweetheart. You eating the rest of the food you got in there, right? I'm not on the air, Emma.
No. Yeah, you want to
air. Oh, well, let me put myself on. Hello? Hi, we have another caller with us, our president, Ms. McNeil. How are you today, Ms. McNeil? Sorry for the technical difficulties. We're still learning the system. We'd like you to chime in on a topic that we're going over today.
Thank you very much, Loretta Thomas.
Yeah, we can hear you now. And, you know, this is just us on the call. We need to figure this out. First of all, Natasha's on. I'm on as host, and I'm talking. But when we were pushing you before, we called you this time. But and now, what you call us here, Imelda. But we can't, for some reason, when we push the button for calls that are coming in, it's pushing, it's giving a beep sound where we can't hear you. I'm waiting on you to respond. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that is. You may have to call.
Yeah, we can't receive our calls. Yeah, baby, bring me the book, bring me the bag, please. It's inside the closet on the floor. I can hit, but Ann, when you called in, we can't get you now. Did you push one, Ann, when you called in?
Yes, I did.
She said she did. She just didn't go in queue. And you still on, I see you on twice. When Natasha called you, I'm talking to you now. But where you were on hold at, you're still on hold on the other line. So do we disconnect or you want to disconnect yourself? Yeah, let me hang her up. I'm going to hang you up on that line.
Okay, we did. Oh, I just did.
You did. Okay. All right. And?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, so that's from us calling you. Now, can you do us a favor and try to call back in and push the one again and see if it puts you back in queue?
Yeah, but see, what's happening on my end, which I'm recording it so I can play it back to you. I can't hear a thing. It's all muffled like it's a speaker. And this is
really? And none of us are on speaker. I wonder if it's because all of us are on our cell phone in one room.
Might be. That might be it. All in
all
one
right,
room.
So
you may have to move.
You need to go up there.
Yeah, you might have to move because that's what happened.
She said that's the department. She's not here on the show.
Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure, but remember, Nefreda, when we did the show on that Saturday with Anson Mose, they all were in a different room. Hello?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Remember at the conference when Anson Mose did that show, they were in different rooms.
Yeah, they were.
Right. So you hang on, and I'll hang up and call back and see if it makes a difference.
All right, now, Ann, how do we record this? Or do we have to do it?
It's already recording itself, in front of it. It's recording itself. That's why I text you and said, please make sure that Natasha do not tweet this show out.
Does she
people
not
will
do
be
what to it?
Do not tweet.
Don't tweet this show out because don't tweet. She said she can't. The tweet's not working for her anyway. She's
good.
Not able to
don't tweet
Twitter
this show. Not
said,
this
don't
show.
Tweet the show. Not this show because everybody can hear everything we're going to talk about. Everything I said. Did you tweet it?
Yeah, tell she can tweet the old shows, but not this show.
Yeah, no. We haven't figured it out yet, and we're still, this is a good, I'm glad we did this exercise because we truly haven't figured it out yet, but we're working on it, and it's better to do it this way than to try and talk about it. We need to be doing it just like we're doing it right now because we're getting it a little bit now.
Right.
All right,
and
so
they have a really good technical
problem.
Department that you always can call them or email them and tell them you have a problem. They call you back, like, within a couple of hours.
Oh, wonderful. We need to get this straight before we start on the 7th. So we got a week to try to get them. We're going to do this again together. We're going to do it from each other's house, I think, next time. We can try it tomorrow. We can try it tomorrow. Try our show tomorrow night.
Yeah, but hang up. Let me call back in.
No, you hang up because I'm still the host. So you go ahead and
I'm
talk.
Hang me up.
And
okay,
then I'm
going
to, yeah. All right, bye-bye.
I hung up. Remember, I'm the technical person. So you
sorry, Miss Thing. Let me just stay in my lane. Get off my lane.
Now, who you calling?
No, I'm getting ready for the show.
Ooh, that's me. It should be me.
It is.
Shh. No, you want me to set up in the front of me?
Welcome back, everybody. We're back to Blog Talk Radio. We're back to Blog Talk Radio, masterminding with Call to Conquer. Your desire. We're going to now have you joined to discuss this topic. We're now going to be joined by our president, Ms. Ann McNeil, to help weigh in on this subject of desire. Hi, Ms. McNeil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Greta. Wonderful show. I can hear very clearly now. It's great.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad that we're working through the process. Again, it's a test show. But I really, while you're on the call, I'd like to know, from the different ones that I've heard before, Anne, they actually have a little dialogue amongst themselves with the host and maybe if somebody else has joined. And when Pat did it by herself, she didn't do that. She immediately went into, you know, who her guest was and blah, blah, blah. And then she started.
Yeah,
so I'm asking you.
That was the first show she ever had. But no matter, that's the first show she ever had a guest. The previous shows, they were all scripted. She had written everything out word for word.
Oh, okay. I thought that was guest on the other shows as well. Just cause
No. This is the first show she had a guest, this one right here. That's last week, Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's the dentist. Yeah, I heard the dentist show. Okay.
Now, that's why it's important for you to get the, see if Stacey and those will give you another one of their old shows. They gave us one, to see if they'll give you another one of how they did their show. As each person called in, they had a script.
They actually did. She sent it to me. I just printed it out. It's like about 12 pages. And
exactly.
She sent me the telephone number. She did the opening, good morning, and welcome to the International Masterminds Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Stacey Silvera. And I'll be your guest host along with Mega Minds Masterminders. So she gave us a whole thing. And then she taught, she put Roz, and then Roz spoke, and she said, good morning, everybody, the National Mastermind Association. And then she said what she had to say. And then she gave us a full script.
Let me make a suggestion to you. Can I make a suggestion to you?
Sure.
You see the date that they did that show?
Not on this paper that she gave me, no.
Well, it's not hard
to
find. All you do is go back into the archive show. That's what I was just showing Natasha, and play that show.
Okay.
Play that show. You got the script in your hand, and you're going to go, wow. It doesn't sound like it's scripted. It sounds natural.
Okay.
But you can.
So
you can
in other words, we can do this for ourselves. Yeah, okay.
I can't hear you. Say what?
So in other words, we can do this for ourselves.
What do you mean?
We can do a script so that we have something a little bit
simple. Yeah, but that's what everybody's been doing. Angela knows did theirs. They handed it down to Natasha, to other people, what they did. They did theirs. They handed it down, and so on. So
okay.
Everybody's been basically, we're building on a model. So what we need to do now, we're at a point now just about rather, to where we can say this is the foundation You have person number one. Person number two, oh, you only have one person? You only have two people, no problem. Then two people take two people's part. So these are the different parts. You got to promote the name of the organization. You got to take a break and let people ask questions. You got to edify. That's what Anthony knows how to do it, so people know how, you know, the founder and how that started. You got to talk about who you are in your group. You got to talk about the book. You got to talk, you know, so everybody has a different, so there are different parts. Now, you got three people. If there are four parts, two people may have one part. And then, so any kind of way you do it is what works best for you.
Okay, got it.
And see,
got
like
it.
With Pat's group, nobody in her group could be on the show. And so instead of her saying, no, I'm not going to do it, you know, she said, look, I'll take it. I'll represent my group. And we all then, the rest of us who could, we called in to help support her by asking questions and being on the show and listening to the show, so, you know, so that she would have, you know, two people on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how we support each other. So, yeah, y'all can write out whatever script you want, but, you know, if you can do that, you may want to just, you know, go back to the month that they were on, which I think they were on in January. They were on, not the first Saturday.
Okay.
She found it?
But Stacy was just on this past weekend. Who? She was just on with Pat?
She was on helping Pat out because after the first show, she realized Pat was doing it by herself. She wasn't doing the back room because it was hard for her to read and do this and do that and do the back room. So we were all had our hands up trying to ask a question, but she would never open the thing because, you know, she didn't know.
Okay, understood.
And so every week now I had Stephanie do it 1 week for her. I had, what's her name, to do it 1 week for her. What's her name, the travel agent lady. Stephanie did it 2 weeks for her, 1 week for her. And Stacy did it for her 1 or 2 weeks. Cause and then on top of all of that, she ended up with 5 Saturdays.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now this Saturday,
this month has five Saturdays.
Right. Now I got a call from Cheryl Duncan yesterday, telling me that she's doing the 5th Saturday, which is this Saturday coming, because Pat called and said that she's lost everything. Her computer, her phone, everything is shut down in her house. She has no way to do the show. So she's asked Cheryl to do the show, and she's going to go to a fault someplace where she can get Wi-Fi, where she can call in, at least support the show, but she doesn't have the means to do the show. So Cheryl Duncan is going to do the show.
That's good.
Right. And so Cheryl told me to listen to her show, and that she would, you know, she called me really what she wanted to talk about in terms of health and wanted me to find somebody from VITAS that works with my mom to be on the line. Well, I told her that she wanted to get a pharmacist also. I only know one pharmacist, and I couldn't get a hold of her. I sent her fiance a text, but he has not responded back to give me a way to get in contact with her to get her on the line, because I'm sure she would do it if I can get a hold of her. So that's, well, anyway, at least I know now that Cheryl is doing the show this Saturday coming up. So
yeah,
I'll
that's
be
why we,
to
that's
Cheryl,
why we all want to call in and help support each other's shows, because it's a labor of love. I mean, I told Natasha, I decided last year that I would commit that hour every Saturday to learn it. So what I do when everybody's on the show, the stuff that you're doing right now, you're looking at, I play around with all this stuff, the stuff that I was showing Natasha how to do, and that's what I do every single Saturday for 1 hour. That's my social media time with myself, by myself, learning how to use social media. That's what I've been doing since last year, 1 hour every week on a Saturday. And so like I told
Natasha, now she's going to have 90 seconds. So the Blog Talk lady will come in, and only I would hear her as the host. And
Only you.
So you didn't even hear her just now?
No, but I'm looking at the clock.
Okay.
I'm looking at the clock.
Yeah, I know, but she came and said 90 seconds. You didn't hear that. Okay, gotcha.
No, but you need to start wrapping up so you can close the show.
Oh, okay. Let me wrap up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today on Blog Talk Radio. Again, you've been on Blog Talk with Masterminders, and you've been on with the Call to Conquer group. What is your desire? The topic of our show. We look forward to talking to you on next Saturday. Have a wonderful and blessed day. And we just want to thank our other guest, Miss Imelda Wallace, who is also a part of Call to Conquer, and Miss Natasha Jones. And we are looking forward to you for next week. We're asking that everybody that is a part of this show today, if you would join us on next week, and also bring some other friends to join on with us. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful and blessed and glorious morning.